I better be able to find that Wiimote today, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go for it?
What's that?
Well, you got any new places?
I'm going to call around.
Oh, calling is a good idea.
I'm going to call the electronics department at Walmart. Get back with GameStop. I don't know. I may be in the out of luck until everyone goes back to work. A lot of people still off work right now. But then again, wait too long, all the students come back from vacation or the rest of the city that's missing at the Texas Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
And they all come back. And then when all the soldiers come back, that competition level, there'll be more people fighting for them.
Yeah.
So I need to be checking today. So hopefully I can get that under control. I don't have a Wii, but London has totally dorked me out over the last couple of days, turned me into a complete loser.
I didn't do this to you. You had it inside. You had the potential inside of you the whole time.
Last night I dropped $200 on an external hard drive, like 250 gigabytes, so I can archive my video stuff that I do because it's so big. Yeah. And we have so much audio stuff, too, that I'd probably like to have on record as well. And I also bought the little high-definition box that you can hook your computer into, your laptop into, and then display on your high-definition TV. That's going to be badass.
That'll be sweet, yeah.
That'll be pretty sweet. And then you got me talked into... I was going to buy a mouse that you can wave in the air and aim at the TV, and then you're like, why don't you just get a Wiimote?
Yeah.
There's like a hack that you can get online. So I've gone from, you know, having a laptop with a little sound card so I can get sound off TV shows to being a complete loser who's hacking into the Wiimote to try to make it work with my laptop. Thanks, man.
No problem. That's an accomplishment only you could do.
Yeah. So I checked out, like, yesterday I checked at the Walmart in Junction. I checked at... Where did I check it when I got right into town? I got back to Manhattan. Oh, yeah, I went to...
Best Buy?
Yeah, I went to Best Buy. They had some earlier in the day yesterday.
Earlier in the day?
Yeah.
Oh,
they had
that's
tons
the
of
worst.
Nunchucks, but they didn't have any of the actual Wii remotes.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And then, what, I came home, you were still crashed on the couch, and eventually we head out to Walmart. No luck there. GameStop, we checked into there also. No luck there. Just trying to find the remote control for this game unit so that I can... rig it into a
nerd out
into
Let's
a mouse
nerding out.
Yeah, so I can sit on my couch and wave it around and surf the internet like a complete loser. Yeah, so after we failed at that, you wanted some grub, got some Jimmy John's.
Oh yeah,
that was a good time. Saw everybody at Coca Bolos having fun drinking sangria, said let's just be losers and watch YouTube all night. And what else? We did something. What else dorky did?
Oh, we played Halo.
Oh, yeah, we played Halo 2. Hooked up my Xbox, which wasn't even hooked up.
Yeah, Xbox One, by the way.
Yeah. Well, and so after we failed at trying to find the Wiimote again, go to Jimmy John's, and then you wanted the slushy, so we went into the Daris.
Oh, yeah.
Daris there at 11th and
they
Laramie.
Some interesting things to say.
Yeah. In Aggieville there, Daris, if you're not familiar, has marquees all over the place. Marquee, you know, the little signs that they have outside of places where they can put... little messages, you know, like Happy Xmas or whatever you want to put in there. Well, Daris always has something really interesting up on their boards. Last night they had, what was it? A different flavored cigar for every day of Hanukkah.
Every day of Hanukkah.
That's what was on one of the marquees. On the other one was something else Christmas related that I also got a chuckle out of. And I even got into a conversation with the clerk there. I go, so who's responsible for the marquees out there? Who's doing that?
One of the employees.
I'm like, oh, do you have any out there?
I got vetoed.
Yeah, his suggestions didn't go down. And he goes, he said his idea was 3-2-1 blast off. as one of the signs outside there is.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
That's good.
So I encouraged him. I was like, hey, keep on pursuing that. He said he got shot down with that. That'd be beautiful to see out there.
Yeah.
3-2-1 blast off.
I wouldn't know what it means, but I'd be excited about it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I have to go to that gas station.
Exactly. So you can get your Slurpee and not anticipate how it's going to expand out of your styrofoam cup.
Yeah.
And still, like, you were riding around with like 3 inches of slushy hanging off that thing.
Every cent counts.
You're right. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Of course,
you.
I guess we were driving around in my car, so it didn't really matter if you got 6 ounces of slush all over the place.
That's true. I did that.